Did you guys know giraffes have the same amount of neck bones as us?
Do they really?
The vertebrae?
Don't ask questions.
Well, a giraffe, I guess, amount of bones, each bone can be long as long
yeah,
as
Yeah, I just think they're bigger, but we do have the same amount of bones.
But is their neck technically their neck, or it's just a longer way up their spine? And then like their neck is like...
Their spine is only this big though. It's just all neck.
Well, they can't. They can really move it around though.
That must be a rough life. Imagine having a long neck like that. You could never... Like they have no idea what like the bottom of their...
the bottom
what
of their
a, butt. What a...
Jordan, is that fact true that I just said? Kind of just pulled it out of my...
Where, did
neck.
You see that?
Wait, you don't even know if that's like even remotely true?
If you're just confident.
I know like...
No, they do.
No, they do.
It's the questions that I can't answer that make me question if I'm even right.
Yeah,
right. It's true.
I think though, like an ostrich or an emu, like the eye, their eyes are like one eyeball is bigger than its brain.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably an ostrich.
I feel like I read that on the back of like a cereal box when I was a kid.
A Snapple cap.
Yeah.
I feel like I always go back to our old agenda books with the facts in the corner. Mm. They just spark up once a year. And I'm like, where did I learn that?
That's where all your education's from, is the corner of the books.
Because she wasn't like reading. She was just looking at the picture with a little.
Hey, that's how you do it, man. The pictures really do sell.
Remember you would like have those brain quest things that were like those bookmark things? And you would have those on like road trips and like. Someone could see the other end and you'd be like,
mine was the pink one. The pink, it was like hot pink. It was hot pink.
Brain Quest.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's what we would play on road trips.
Oh, damn. You guys already have it up. There was one thing I wanted to talk about. Al Pacino, age 83.
Mm-hmm. I just saw that. I don't like, what is he, a father?
Yeah, yes. He like got his, his new girlfriend, his wife.
83.
He got her pregnant. Like,
yes.
As an 83-year-old? Oh, yes. My God. I didn't even think your sperm was even alive at 83.
That's got to be a record.
I think Theo Von held the record before that for his dad.
Oh, right. His dad is super...
His dad was in his 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I thought that was record-breaking. 83 is absurd.
Well, at that point, dust comes out. Like, I didn't even know that was like living.
Or he's rich enough where he's had his like sperm frozen.
Oh, maybe.
Just probably. Waiting
that's
for the...
That's cheating, though. That doesn't count.
Well, what you mean that's cheating and it doesn't count?
The thing is, I think of the headlines, though. They would still push that headline out, even if he did freezes.
Do people get vasectomies for preventative purposes? Like, do people get it to, like, prevent cancer or, like...
I think to prevent, accidental...
Pregnancies? Oh, that's why people get it done? Oh.
Yeah.
It's like getting your tubes tied.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's... Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think it also helps with, like, testicular cancer.
That's what I thought people mainly did it for.
Do you think your dads have vasectomies?
I don't think so. I feel like my dad would have told me if he...
I think because that means you're not a man if you get a vasectomy.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know. That's what I would think, that a lot of men these days wouldn't get it because it's like cutting off your balls, right?
Yeah, just like severs it.
Do they keep them in there? Like,
but it's weird. You can still like come. There's just no sperm.
Right.
Sorry, I'm whispering.
Oh my God, so is it like watery instead of thick?
Buddy, these are all questions I want to know.
Oh my God, do you think that's what they use in smart water?
Stop.
But what's crazy about
Pocari Sweat.
But what's a little questioning about like having a kid at 83, by the time that kid's like 7, you're 90.
No, by the time he's 7, he's dead.
Yeah.
No father.
Yeah, my dad's dead. Everyone's like, I'm sorry. No, it was just Al Pacino. He decided to have me like this late in life.
You know that kid's going to be like, Grandpa! Like, there's no getting out of that. Like, it's
always
going to
be Grandpa.
Do you
remember when we met Al Pacino's daughter at VidCon?
What?
What?
She came up. She was like, I'm a big fan of you guys. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then she was like, you'll never believe who my dad is. And I was like.
Oh, she went right to the cutting to the chase.
I would too.
Like, my dad's Al Pacino. And I was like. Okay.
Did you look him up?
I just didn't believe it. I was just like, that's so random. Like,
I wonder how many kids he had.
As soon as she walked away, on my phone, there she was.
Wow.
Insane.
Wow. You know who I can't believe has so many kids? Nick Cannon.
Does he?
Oh, like, isn't he like 18?
Like, dude, it's like up to that amount.
No
way. Insane. I think he had number 12, right?
Wow. Shit.
And he's not like donating like sperm. this is good.
No, he's putting the work in.
Wow.
One of Nick Cannon's newest babies, I guess it was the newest one, he passed away.
Yes.
But seeing the video of him, everybody was realizing like he cares so much about each and every kid. It's not like he just has these kids running around. He really does. Like, he is a good
dad. He's a father to all of them.
Yeah, but how many baby moms? Yeah.
He almost couldn't name all of them one time in an interview.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
Howard Stern was, like, quizzing him on it, and he was like, I think he, like, skipped it.
My parents don't know the four of our names.
Exactly. And how do you even, how do you have all those kids and then still get to do Wild and Out? Like, that's a lot of time that you're putting into 18 kids and what? How many seasons of Wild and Out?
I'm sure he's got a bunch of people watching over him.
Yeah.
He also has multiple baby moms, so they all have mothers.
A couple over here, a couple over there. Yeah.
I'm gonna live my life like that.
I don't think you could live that life.
Baby mamas.
Get ready for the battle of that estate.
Oh,
but you know Mariah Carey's kids, they're fine. And then got like all of these other kids who are like, can we get a little bit more of our daddy's cut? I think you guys have Mariah Carey as your mom. You're fine.
You know the kids all gather. How old are they, the kids?
I think they rank all over the place.
I know Mariah's kids, if they're old enough, they're all like, oh, it's Christmas. Mommy's going to be happy again. Like it's always Christmas time.
Mom's where look at that paycheck.
That paycheck is coming in every year. I wonder how much money Mariah Carey makes every Christmas.
I saw
Christmas.
Her like tweet something about it where they were like, oh, it's Christmas time, whatever. Here comes another, like, whatever insane $1 million amount.
So
and she commented
that?
Below it. She goes, add another zero.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
So I'm sure they tweeted millions, right? Here comes more.
Jordan, type in Mariah Carey Christmas tweet.
What? Well,
money or something.
Add another zero.
Add another zero. I was like, damn.
That should be her bio on Instagram.
Add another zero.
She should act more. Remember her up in Precious? She was killing it.
Wait, what?
Mariah Carey's in Precious. She's like the one who's like the social worker.
Why do I feel like I've only seen like 30 minutes of it?
Go to images.
The one Monique is like, you think you got your degree?
Was she good?
You think you said that? Yeah. Yeah. And then there was Glitter. Which was
a screenshot of $102 million.
And then, that's what it was. Turn that one into a five, then you got it.
I think she's joking. She's not making $500 million every
I don't think she would tweet that if she wasn't actually making that, right?
I think she's just being silly.
I think her and Michael Bublé should hook up.
They probably have.
Imagine those kids.
Michael Bublé is in an interesting relationship.
Michael Bublé is the
Michael Bublé
is the curly hair, blonde curly hair, right?
Huh?
He's the male Christmas Mariah Carey.
Who is the
male? He comes out for Christmas too.
Maybe I'm getting confused with
Ed Sheeran?
No. Not Ed Sheeran. Jesus.
All right, let's run this intro real quick.
Okay. Let's go. It's coffee talk, baby. It's coffee talk.
It's coffee talk, baby. Yeah.
Ow.
Yes. Hit it, Zane.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered with co-hosts Matt and Mariah. And thank you for coming again to another episode of One Field.
Yo, he changed it up.
You put us first.
Yeah, we haven't come up with an intro yet, so I switch it up every episode because it is, you know.
I think if we had it set, you'd still somehow.
I thought we did have it set.
Yeah.
We did? What was it?
I'm Zane, I'm Heath, I'm Matt, yeah. I'm Mariah, and we're Unfiltered.
What more do you want?
It's so boring. We need a little pizzazz.
You want me to choreograph something?
Yeah, synchronize. You're a dancer. Give us something. Maybe we could dance.
The audio people.
All right, yeah, sorry. Okay, well, I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered.
Welcome back, baby.
And welcome back to you, Zane.
Welcome back to me.
Welcome back to the States.
Oh, yes. I went to Singapore. I'm back. I was
world traveler.
I think I was on the plane longer than I was in Singapore.
How long was the flight?
The flight was like 15 hours.
Woo-hoo-wee.
It was a long, long, long flight. Definitely, I think longest flight I've ever been on.
Probably.
Sounds like it.
Bring a pillow. Bring a pillow. I know a lot of people, they like shame people that bring pillows like I did. I used to always be so, whenever Dave would bring the pillow, I'd be like, oh God, just like fucking, just grab an airplane pillow or something.
Yeah.
Like I brought it. Full size pillow? Yeah, full size. I put it in a garbage bag. I put it in a garbage bag. I was in a rush and I decided to bring it last minute and it was the best decision I've ever made in my life.
People bring pillow cases and stuff it with extra clothes that they can't fit.
Oh.
So that it's a pillow and you have extra outfits.
I didn't even think of that.
Put your runsaways, your socks.
Put your hoodies.
Some people do that, disguise it as a neck pillow too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to do that next time. Very smart. especially so I don't leave clothes in the hotel room before I come back to the States. Because I always do that. I'll buy something real nice and then I'm like, I'm packing the next morning and I can't fit everything because I'm not like putting it neatly and then I have to leave stuff.
Yeah.
Every trip.
So did you slept the whole time?
On a plane? No, I kind of wanted to enjoy it. I was like sleeping half the time and then the other half I was up just enjoying the
did they serve
first class that Paramount.
Singapore food?
What?
Singapore food on the flight?
Yes, it was either, oh, it was so random. It was like either you, it was either a continental breakfast and the other breakfast was like hot porridge with fish on top. And I was like, I guess that was like the, like what?
The little cultural dish. The little
cultural dish. And I did not do that. That just does not sound. And especially like on an airplane, airplane that doesn't sound very good for your stomach.
Yeah. Porridge with. That sounds like something riskier that you would try later on while you're there.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
I can get back to my hotel.
Yes, exactly. At a restaurant. Ooh, that kind of sounds weird, but like, let's try it.
Right, right.
But yeah, whole experience was pretty nice, I guess. It was a United flight.
They put you in like a nice suite on the plane?
Yeah, it was like the one, the lay down seats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. They took care of us. Paramount, awesome. You guys are amazing.
Did you watch Missing on the flight?
I watched the second half of Missing.
Oh, yeah.
I was really surprised how good that movie was. Yeah. Have you ever seen like a trailer for that movie?
Is it on Netflix? I feel like I scrolled by.
Yeah, it's like a social media movie where a girl's looking for her mom and the like whole
all
thing
takes place on like a computer.
Computer. Oh, okay. Like so like, all the footage is through webcams.
Like texting, right. Yeah, Googling. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a very, very risky idea to do for any movie. It's been done before. Most of them are pretty bad, I would say. This one really, they really did it. They really did it well. I was very surprised. We landed and the first thing we felt was how miserably hot it was. And I'm like, I'm not even exaggerating. I wish you guys were there because you guys would be right with me.
Like Florida?
No, like, it was five times worse than Florida. You take Florida and add five times more. It was like 120% humidity. It was like 95 degrees out there. So it felt like it was 120 degrees there. Mm. You did not want to be outside.
Were
like
you prepared for that? Did you bring the right?
I did bring the right clothes, but nothing, there's no clothes that will not make you completely drenched everywhere you go.
You're just going nude everywhere.
And so,
Zane, is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Him getting off the plane.
Yeah, it was. And I was wondering why. So they had everything set up all in the same hotel, right? Everything, like the restaurants, everything that we needed to get done was in the hotel. And I was wondering why they didn't do anything where we could like the adventure
sweating outside.
And I think because they knew it was going to be miserably hot outside.
At what degree did it say it was outside?
It said it was like I believe 95.
Woo-wee!
But when it's really, really, really humid, it feels like it's a lot more. Yeah. Just everywhere we went, like we tried going to this like light show at night. It was beautiful. They had the trees lit up, really nice ambiance. It made you feel like you're an Avatar. It was really nice. And we got lost in this like forest and we all started getting sick because of how hot it was, right? We were lost. We all just started getting sick because of how hot it was. And we were going to go like to dinner after and do all this shit. And then we decided that we were all going to go back to the hotel room for like 3 hours because we needed to sleep, shower, cool down, and take medicine. It was wild.
So you know how like smoking a vape is bad because it's water vapor into your lungs?
Yes.
Does breathing in humidity, is that like,
well, that's vapor that is like natural to the atmosphere. Like vaping, but you're still like you're taking in like you're taking in like a chemical liquid like into your lungs through like a battery.
Right.
I guess.
But yeah, he,
humidity, that's people go like, in saunas. You just compared vapor. Right. Saunas are humid. Like, steam rooms are
like
humid.
Added shit to it. But like they say, like the liquid inside your lungs is like bad.
I think natural humidity because,
like, when,
is
when you
fine.
Go into like a steam room,
yeah,
you'll be in there like.
Yeah, in a way, but like it kind of opens you up. People, when they're sick and they're stuffed up, need like hot air and vapor and stuff that helps clear people up.
Oh, let me go over the rules since I was there already and I got to experience all of it. So, the one that I noticed immediately was the curfew. 10 p.m. Bullshit. Clubs were open till 6 in the morning.
I knew it.
Yeah, that was, I really, really thought that was like going to be implemented. I had a feeling. But yeah, no, everything is open and everyone gets wild. Why? Because it's hot as shit and there is nothing else better to do than to be drinking, right? Chewing gum, very illegal. You do not want to be caught chewing gum. Do not be chewing gum. You spit out your gum. Good luck. That was pretty strict over there.
Wow.
You don't sell gum anywhere.
How'd you find that out?
I was chewing gum.
People were talking about it. That's how I knew. Also, but there was this one girl working at the bar in the hotel chewing gum. And we're all like, oh, she's chewing gum. She's gonna get decapitated.
911 She gets caught. Emergency.
Yeah.
Was it really clean then? The ground, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Everyone was pretty clean. You did not want to put your trash down like anywhere. It was like Tokyo. Tokyo? Was Tokyo really clean?
Yes.
Yeah. It was really, really clean. Being gay, I don't think so. They had a nightclub, a gay nightclub called Club Hell inside Singapore that we saw.
That's terrible.
So bad. Club Hell.
Yeah. It was really funny because we had somebody in our group who was gay, and we were all talking about this. And I was trying to see what we can do around the hotel, and I saw that, and I screenshot it, sent to the group.
You know,
Jake, we can go to Club Hell.
It's like two guys kissing. We're going to hell.
Yeah. I think there was some sort of play on that.
We're going to hell.
What else did we go over that was like really?
Were there a lot of tourists? Did it feel like very Singapore? Like,
I felt like there was a lot of different type of Asians out there. I felt like it was a melting pot of Asians.
Okay.
Like the US for Asians.
What's that language?
Singaporean, I think.
Thank you.
Is Singapore part of Malaysia?
Everybody spoke English.
Oh.
Everybody spoke English pretty well. It was very rare that we bumped into somebody that didn't know English.
Is that right? Singaporean?
Maybe Malaysian?
Wait. Mandarin?
That's a version of Mandarin.
Oh, you know what? I feel like it was Mandarin. I felt like I heard people saying Mandarin.
So Zhongguan.
What were the pros though?
You did Texas while you were there, and you're like, do not go to Singapore.
This was
too damn hot.
Too damn hot.
I thought it was something bad. The text that we got, I was like, oh, something happened.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Well, I know how we are with the heat. Like, we're really bad with the heat. It was just, I know I'm talking about this. Take a shot for every time I say hot and heat. It was really, I would not recommend anybody going there. I wouldn't, because go when it's like cold. If it's like chilly, try it out. I would recommend.
Do they have seasons? Do we know?
All I know is that 3 months of the year is like
brutal hot.
Brutal hot. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. The hotel, we stayed at the Mandarin Bay Sands, the three hotel with a roof.
Yeah.
On top. It was nicer on like seeing the outside of it than the inside.
If that makes sense.
Like when you're outside of the hotel, you're looking at it, you're like,
yeah, that looks whoa, like you're like, getting a gold bidet.
Yeah. You think you're about to walk into the Langham, like it, or even better than the Langham. You're like, this is going to be insane inside.
Right. Right.
But it wasn't that insane. It felt like walking into a Vegas hotel.
All right. You just expect more.
Yeah. It was like, it felt like a big mall, and the mall was attached to the hotel. And the mall was filled with, it just didn't look like that.
Oh, I'd be freaking out standing up there looking over. Could you walk and look over the edge?
No, it wasn't like it. When you were up there, it didn't feel like you were up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like how far could you get like to the edge?
Honestly, I forgot that we were even up there half the time. We would go to like these different bars and restaurants, and we forgot that we were up there. So you didn't really feel like, view was insane.
Thinking about being in that and the glass just shatters and the water just.
No way.
I mean, that's gorgeous though.
The view from the top is insane.
Did you get in the pool?
Did not get in the pool. I'd walk out and I was like, I can't be out here for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The pool was heated.
Yeah.
Did you ever like forget which hotel, since it's three going up? Yeah, you're like, am I in the first or the third?
There were three
or
separate
second?
Towers. We're all staying in separate towers, and meeting up was just such a mission because it was like, it was a walk. Overall, I feel like we had a lot of fun. It was the randomest group of people ever put together.
I saw you with Nia Fraser from Dance Moms. Yeah. I was like, love her.
And Jake Shane.
Nia from Dance Moms. It was me, David, Pearson, Daniel Mack. I don't know if you know who he is. He's the one is the car review, or he asks people what they do for a living in their cars. And Soups, he's a superhero. He talks about superheroes in movies and Marvel movies, and he's big on TikTok. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. And Lexi Rivera.
Nice.
Yeah. And we, the first day we're all looking at each other. We're like, this is a random group.
What
of people.
A crowd.
What a crowd. And we all look at each other and we're just like, just let's just get drunk, right? I mean, that's pretty much what it's hot as fuck. We have a couple nightclubs in the hotel,
right?
So we're like, let's just.
Did you do some shopping?
You didn't really want to shop in there. It was all like really, really expensive.
Oh, it was like very designer.
Like Gucci, Burberry. Yeah. It was like you couldn't really shop anywhere there. I did find this like Shanghai Tang place that I bought a shirt from for the premiere. That was definitely the cheapest out of all of them.
What is it
But
again?
I really, Shanghai Tang.
Spell that?
Shanghai Tang.
Never heard of it.
I liked it because like there was a dragon on it. It felt very Singaporean.
Okay.
But how like expensive were like other stuff? Like buying like a bottle of water or other, was it ever like too expensive or?
We didn't have to buy anything.
Oh, shit. Because
Paramount paid for it. The only thing I bought the whole trip was
Shanghai
the shirt. Yeah. Was a shirt.
How much was the shirt?
The shirt was like $150.
USD?
Yeah. No, Singapore money. So it was probably like 100 and...
Wow, Zane, you're doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $110. But man, we went to this like antique shop where it was like had all these like Marvel and they were all collector's items. So it had like the number on the back, you know, like
yeah.
I don't know what you call those, but they had a bunch for like Game of Thrones, Marvel, Harry Potter. Oh, cool. It was a really sick shop. And David... bought these like four Marvel. It was like one was Black Panther, one was Iron Man, one was, and it was really sick. And it was one of its kind. And it was each like $1,000.
Oh, for the it was like gosh. A figurine.
Yeah, but like
they're not just, dolls, they're figurines.
So expensive. And dude, I saw this one, it was like a Buddhist, like an Asian Buddhist or something. I don't know. I forgot what it was, but
like a monk, like
a sword, and that should cost like fucking $30,000. I was this is insane. And I felt like there was like no security for a store like that. You could have easily just ran out. Like no security, but they had security for all the other
right.
Like Cartier and all that, they had security. But they had a river in the mall.
What?
Where you could like take a boat throughout the mall.
That's cool.
Yeah. So there was like a lot of things that felt like
inside
Vegas.
Inside of the hotel?
Like a Vegas gondola situation?
It was connected to the hotel like Vegas.
Got it.
So you could walk right into the hotel.
Oh my God, it really is.
That's exactly.
And you could ride a boat in the middle of it?
Yeah. It was very interesting. What else happened? Oh, we went to the Transformers premiere.
Right.
That was really fun.
Did you see Vin Diesel?
We didn't see Vin Diesel.
Shoot. I keep thinking this is Fast and Furious. they might as well need to have a Transformer Fast and the Furious collab. I think it just works perfectly.
Yeah.
So you went to the Transformers.
Yeah, we went to Transformers premiere. They had, it's so funny because Alita, like she, Alita's like our contact, or she was there with us from Paramount. And all the things like the heat and all that was just so, we were all just laughing about it the whole time. And she just goes, guys, the premiere is all outside. And we're like, no. And the girls were freaking out even more because the second they walk out of the hotel with their hair and makeup, because they're getting all glammed up and shit, it's going to start dripping down. It's going to be completely ruined.
Right.
So we all walk out there. We walk all the way out to where they have it. And there's just like a ton of people there, ton of Singaporean, like locals there. And none of them knew who any of us were. We were walking through and it was so funny. All the selfies that I saw on like Instagram are people that just have, they have no idea who we are.
Yeah.
Which made it so funny to just like be there in that scene.
Uh-huh.
And we get to the carpet and like at this point it was so hot. We're like, we're so hot. Can we just go to AC? We don't want to do the carpet or anything. Can we just sit in like in a cool room? It's so hot. And they're like, just do the pictures and then we'll go to an AC. So we go get our pictures done. We were there like 3.5 hours early, right? Before the movie even started. We're like, fuck, we're gonna have to be out here for so long. So we take the pictures real quick and then we go inside this like AC, like cool room. We're like, oh my God, thank God. We can chill here for like 3 hours. And then some production guy like that was a local there. We're in there for 5 minutes. He comes in. He's like, no, you need to go. And our contact, Alita's like, please, like, let them stay. This is hot. He's like, no, you need to go. There was no reason why we couldn't sit in this like area, uh-huh. right? It's not like they were doing something special. It needed, like, it was just a cool room that it was right next to like where the red carpet was. And we're just like, and then we're like, fuck, let's just stand outside. Let's just all get really drunk because I feel like we won't be hot. And as we're walking out, it just starts pouring. Like there was no tents. Nowhere. And so the entire carpet, the backdrop, all the camera guys are running inside to where we were all sitting. And everything is just wet. And we're like, oh my God, we're the only ones that got pictures on the carpet.
The Transformers are like,
like, oh my God, the main people are not like, what the fuck are they going to do? This is a disaster.
Was the and rain they- like hot rain, you know, warm rain? Mm.
I didn't feel the rain because we were cooling down in the AC, but it was thick rain. It looked like hail in the beginning. We're like, this is bad. And everyone just starts like laughing because it was just like really, really funny in the moment. It clears up and the biggest rainbow I've ever seen in my entire life just shines right over the hotel.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a sign that like, you know what? Let's get back to it. Let's get back to the premiere. And what else?
Did you see Liza?
No, nobody was there.
What?
Peter Dinklage was in there.
Oh, wait.
Peter Dinklage was in the movie.
They had a whole premiere.
Sounds pretty awesome. Okay. I would have loved to have been invited by Paramount, but nobody was. Shout out to Paramount. Would love to go, but there was nobody from the cast. Okay,
so we found out there that wasn't the world premiere of Transformers.
It was like
multiple world premieres. They had one in New York, California, Singapore. They have one somewhere in South America. They have them everywhere, right?
Okay.
We didn't know that until like we were there, but yeah, this was just one of them. So there was the two actors, the main actors, the human actors of the movie were there. And then maybe a couple, like maybe one or two more, maybe the director was there and that's it. They're the ones that were there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it ruins the illusion.
What do you mean?
You said the two human characters were there.
Oh yeah, maybe it does ruin the illusion. They just want the humans.
What's his name? Anthony Ramos, the guy from Hamilton. He was there. Is that him on the left? Right?
Yep. None of us knew who that was.
Oh. He was in Hamilton.
He was in Hamilton?
He was in Star is Born with Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
He's like her best friend. He's in The Heights.
Oh,
the
yeah, he Lin-Manuel was. Lin-Manuel Miranda okay. movie. No, I have seen his face. I thought that was the first time I ever saw him. I thought this was like first big, like just movie in general. I was like, oh, shit.
Were the Transformers there?
Just some of them. They weren't moving, but the gorilla was there. He was pounding his big monkey chest. Big monkey chest.
Big gorilla chest.
But you then went in and saw the movie.
Oh, we went and saw the movie. Great movie, 10 out of 10. I loved the 90s scene they brought to it. The soundtrack was amazing. Storyline was good.
And it's based on Beast Wars.
Cool. Which are like the animal versions of the Transformers. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they're pretty like much. There's like Autobot good ones and there's Decepticon.
I don't want to give too much away. But David loved Singapore, you know why?
Why?
Hot girls?
Nightclub.
But is David that much of a clubber? Like,
yeah, but that's what he like bases countries off.
Did you like
off.
The club?
I thought it was really fun. I thought it was really well set. I think it's crazy because when you go to a nightclub, there are shitty tables, right? You're always like, oh, that's a bad, I don't know. Every table was in the party.
Okay, cool.
Which is rare to see that. Okay. And everybody just having fun. The stage was, the stage looked like it belonged in like a 50,000 square foot like building, but it was actually like not that big.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like stage was fucking incredible.
What was the club called?
Marquee. Yeah.
Was the music just like standard like EDM that they would play like in Vegas and stuff? Or
no,
was there
the,
any
no, the
like
music wasn't good.
Oh really? Was it like just boring house?
Remember Mykonos?
Yeah.
Remember the music they were playing? We're just like, oh my God, just play something else. That's what it was like the whole time.
It's that like kind of like scary island EDM.
Yeah.
Like a storm and like a ship is about to come crashing.
And you're looking at everybody who's like, oh, everybody like likes this music.
Yeah.
Because I feel like what a nightclub should do everywhere in every country is you take pop and you mix it in with house music. Like you got to like mix the world.
Last Friday.
Yeah, you just mix it. So but like that. Yeah. But overall, it was like a great ship. It was really fun.
Cool.
We had a good time. Remember the cruise?
Yeah.
How like. It was so many shitty moments, but it made it so funny and fun with the group there. Like it just made it really
funny. That's great.
I felt like it was like some sort of mission trip with these people because it was such a random group.
It's more fun when things go wrong and there's like problems because you guys are like laughing about it.
Exactly. And like every trip, if nothing goes wrong, what is that? That's just a trip.
You should have popped a piece of gum in your mouth just to see what happened. Yeah. Fuck this shit. I'm about to
right?
mix it up.
But you did have to hide that vape. You really did. Or that the most it would do is just like toss it out.
Were people smoking cigarettes though?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had a feeling that would...
Yeah. Cigarettes were like very popular out there.
Yeah. Did you try any new food that you liked?
We went to this place called Dim Tai Fung.
Dim Tai Fung?
This place gave us all
Don't we have one of those
stomach.
Here?
Yeah, no, Dim Tai Fung is like a really like popular, yeah, they just have one in LA.
So one of the people in our group told us, they were like, we gotta go to Dim Tai Fung. The one in LA is amazing. We're like, fuck it, we've never had it, let's go. Let's go to Dim Tai Fung. We all went, we're sick. We all got sick.
Oh, it was,
yeah, it was, It was not good at all.
Bummer.
At all. Yeah, it was the food I hate to say this and I feel really bad, but the food was like not good. Every restaurant we went to, it was not good. We had to really push through the food. We drank a lot of water.
Good.
A lot of alcohol. I would say we definitely ingested more alcohol.
You drank
alcohol
your
than
calories.
Food. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I forgot we went to Universal too. We went to Universal.
They have a Universal?
Yeah, that we were hung over the next day. We were like, we gotta go, let's go to Universal because they have the Transformers ride there, that, you know, just right. for like, you know, press and just have fun around, you know, Transformers. We went to Transformers and we were leaving. And of course, everybody had their own fuck up the entire trip. Somebody came up with an idea and we all did it. And we're all like, you fucked up, man. Everybody had a fuck up. My fuck up was, let's go on a roller coaster before we leave, right? And we went on a roller coaster and it ruined our entire day.
Why?
Because you just don't go on a roller coaster when you're really hungover and sick and hot. Oh. It's just not a good combo.
Dim Tai Fung coming up?
No, Dim Tai Fung was right after that.
Oh, okay.
So that was Daniel's fuck up. He was the one that came up with Dim Tai Fung. Lexi was the one that came up with going the wrong exit out of the light show where we were lost for an hour and a half. It was really funny. We all had our own little mess ups.
Was there a ride or like anything at the Universal Studios Singapore place that like,
no,
there's not, a like, you know how like Paris has the Ratatouille for like their Disney World and stuff.
Not
like,
that we noticed. Everything seemed pretty like, they had the Mummy Returns. They had all the same rides as the Universals here. And
yeah,
we didn't walk around much. We went to the Transformers roller coaster and then we were out. Really cute day. That was very wholesome, minus the hangover part, but it was very wholesome.
Right.
I can't think of anything else that happened there that was, Matt, you would have loved this girl.
What?
There's this girl. There was this girl that we were at our table and this girl recognized Jake from TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, come to our table. And he goes to the table, they're talking. And all of a sudden that whole table ends up at our table. Right. And it's this girl. She's definitely the leader of the group. She looks like she's the one that calls the shots. Her friends better not fuck with her because you are out. She's that type of girl. Right. And you know, she keeps on buying us bottles. These bottles are not fucking cheap. Right. By the end, but like, while they're at our table, maybe in 15 minutes, there were four bottles of 1942.
Oh,
each of costed probably $7,000.
She paying for it?
She's paying for it. She's paying for it. And then she buys two of those Ace of Spades champagne bottles.
You know what those fuckers cost? No.
I don't think I've ever even drank one of those things.
It depends on the club, but it's thousands and thousands.
Was she buying it because she could afford it? It was no problem. She was just trying to like impress you guys.
Yes.
And then it got to that point where you're like, tone it down.
But it's funny. There a few people in our group, they were just like, that girl needs to go.
Yes.
But it was so funny because as they were doing that, I was like, if Matt was there, he would have been the first person to say that.
To say like, I'm sorry. This has been so nice. But because I have a weird like just cringe about people who like, are like over, what's the word, like indulge.
But it was also fine. It was also fine because like we're in another country and I'm sure it's like, we're all excited, you know, to be
but then
here.
You can't shake that person off because they've invested in
was,
you.
And it
they
was,
feel
yeah,
like,
it was kind of like that. And I don't want to talk about her anymore because she's watching.
Was she like Singapore royalty?
It was kind of, right? So she like the whole time she was like, oh, I fly private jets everywhere all the time.
Ugh.
Oh, I'll buy you more Ace of Spades. No, I'll buy you more Ace of Spades. Like it was a lot of that. And we were just like, no, you don't need to do that. Like, it's okay. Right, right. And it was a lot of that. This is another thing where I wish you were there. Like, I feel like you would have a lot more to say from your point of view. This was just my point of view. And all she I got, goes, and I know me. There's nothing else to say on that. But, and I'm sure everyone listening is like, what the fuck was the point of that story?
No, I would have been amused with the personality like that. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God. I wish
she was buying your friendship.
Yeah, but it was like, God.
Oh, so you guys are just going to leave me here? What? I just bought all of these bottles.
You're like, yeah. It was like that.
Where are we going to next? Let's keep this party going, guys. You know what? Hey,
You come back tomorrow. I'll buy you more Ace of Spades.
Yeah. I already know a club. No, I've already booked the table. Wait, what do you mean all you guys are leaving? I just told them I made a reservation with this party and mine. Right, gang? I know, but there's people, they mean well. They think that they're doing something good, but it's like you're putting the person in an awkward situation.
Yeah.
We're like, they have plans, whoever you're talking to, do something like that. Well, good. No, nice. I'm glad you culturally enriched yourself. Yes. You ran through some troubles here and there, but I'm glad that you
had a good time. I wouldn't even say there are troubles. I didn't want to just say, Singapore was fun. I wanted to just get into detail and just like things that we were like minorly complaining about, which was really funny. We were all laughing about it. There was not one time where we were like, fuck this. We were just like laughing the whole time. And it was like really fun. And we got to enjoy it.
Well, good.
It was like, we got to enjoy this like experience together. We kind of like our European trip and our Italian trip. It's just like,
it's a bonding experience.
Yeah. And I always feel bad talking like, not down, but like just talking kind of shit about other countries and like our experience, like just different things. But I'm sure they have even worse experiences when they come to America that they have to deal with. So that's why I don't mind. You know, don't cancel me, please. I was talking way too much and I don't even think that was entertaining.
Did you see Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney is the same as Harvey Weinstein's?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It didn't turn out well for Harvey.
Is it because nobody wants to represent her? Is that the reason why?
And he's also probably a very highly desired attorney. If Harvey Weinstein had to pay the most money, hopefully for the best attorney, even though he didn't win.
Right, but the position of the attorney, like you are going, it's a kamikaze mission.
Yeah.
Like they're, you're going
into that. I love that word. It just feels so good.
You're going into it like, representing somebody who's a horrible person, you know, and you're trying to convince people that they're like, what an awful job.
Isn't it crazy that every one of those people deserve to have someone represent them?
Right. I get it, you know what I mean? But like,
and then the lawyer has to deal with everybody's like,
they want their money. Absolutely.
No, I understand that. But it that position, it must be so fucking strong. I'm sure this guy is fine. He's representing Harvey Weinstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. But I'm just saying in general, just a lawyer having to deal with that pressure of the public thinking that you're the worst person alive representing.
You're on the front line, like fighting for Ghislaine. Like, it's like, what?
It's like, we all know. Like, we all, like,
yeah.
Like, imagine the conversations happening in that room. He's just like, look, Ghislaine, you are a pedophile. We're going to have to figure out how to represent you best. What is that? Like, I just don't, like, imagine.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine.
And then
I'd hate being a defense attorney. And then after I'd be like, I didn't mean any of that, guys, by the way. I was just getting paid.
You can't. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh my God.
But like, do people really like hold that against like attorneys if they had to represent somebody and that obviously it lost and it was a person who was found guilty? Are they really like
it's crazy, like they go into it obviously if they win, you know what I mean? Like it's a good thing. But like you just did a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what a terrible predicament to be in.
It's all about framing the argument.
The thing is that the system will never let that happen. Ghislaine Maxwell proven innocent. There's just no way they would like allow that to happen, right? Especially since everything's already like kind of set up.
It wouldn't surprise me if it, like, I'd just be like, go figure.
I want to see the
book. They're probably going to paint her like she was the victim. Like he,
right.
like he groomed her.
Yeah, like Jeffrey, because Jeffrey was like the one who held all the information and everything. He had information on her that she was holding against him. It's also, there was like shit about like her dad and like her whole family and like someone tried to like blackmail her dad a long time ago and she knew information. I think all that's going to get tied into the argument.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing.
Is this something we're going to be able to follow or is this a completely private like trial?
I think it's definitely not a photograph one, and I think it's like a drawing one. I'm pretty sure, because I even think Ghislaine Maxwell was like in court, and like someone, the person who's like the what do you call them? Like the cartoonist, yeah. Which is already the most bizarre thing that we still
Why do we still do that? That's insane.
I don't know.
And it looks like Matt's shirt. Like it always goes out.
The faces is all fucking like it doesn't even look right.
But apparently the sketch artist was in the court like illustrating Jelaine, and then Jelaine sketched the person back to her.
Oh.
I would sketch her with like
look, just look. Horns. She Jelaine Maxwell makes drawings of the court artist during the trial.
That's crazy.
That's a sign of that's a sign of crazy.
Yeah, you know she's done wrong.
So wait, was that what it was before cameras were invented? Was their only means of being like this.
I'm sure, but
I think so.
And they just like kept it.
I think it all depends on like the probably that's how it originally started. And then I think certain courts have just certain laws where they allow the press, and then some they don't.
he's looking at Galen. He's like,
yeah,
lean your head a bit.
He's like,
I mean, it's pretty crazy that they can do those drawings like in the middle of this.
Support the artists.
It's either take a picture or don't take a picture. It doesn't make sense, the fucking drawing.
It's so much
easier. Why do we need to do that?
They should just take a picture and then color on top of it. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Can they bring at least an iPad in? You just imagine you're so lazy, you just take a picture and then you're just like, I'm gonna trace this later.
Honestly, that's probably what they like do now.
You think so?
Probably.
I mean, she brought her whole color set like into this. She brought her pastels in. That is a great illustration.
It's so funny that she drew her drawing her. Like you can see that's wild.
You know this sick freak, if she was proven innocent, this is some shit she would hang up on her wall. This drawing as a joke, just like put it in her bedroom.
Have you seen the videos of the kids who've like trespassed onto Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Yeah.
And gone up to the weird stripe.
Wait, box really?
Shrine?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought that was like bordered up, like secured.
No,
I
didn't think you could just swim right up and then they like
you
trespass
could get
it.
On that island?
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, you can. There's security that's still on it, and the kid gets chased, but he goes up to that weird
blue and white stripe with the
no
gold.
Way.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a YouTube video?
Yes.
I'm just waiting for Sam and Colby.
Yeah, right? Wait, that's insane they got that. Yes. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's good. Are they going to fake? I mean, who's going to like prosecute them?
Did you see that Ellen's backdrop on her
talk
show?
Yeah.
Is
exactly the same.
Epstein Island.
Everybody is just filthy.
Well, you know what's really bizarre is all the pedophile logos that are on everything in Hollywood and different like bro, it's insane.
Get me Altifia.
Like
that,
what?
That little pedophile symbol.
What's the pedophile symbol?
Pedophile symbol.
I would say Google it, but
spell it wrong.
No, that's even worse. That means they'll probably flag that.
They have their little symbols for everything.
Isn't that on Roxy?
That is the Roxy logo.
That's the Roxy logo.
No, it's the little triangle squiggling inside. There's like different ones for I guess whatever their preferences are.
Matt, tell me that's not Astronauts Wanted logo.
It does look very similar to that.
Huh.
But yeah, if you look into some stuff, there's a lot of that symbol reoccurring.
Oh, I'm pretty sure my mom has that earring, the triangle one.
That looks like something out of like Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
It's just weird. It's
weird. I guess. But like what's strange is that like I'm sure a lot of people don't know that symbol. Like I didn't know
a lot of people don't, but it's bizarre. Huh. I don't know. I don't want to get too into it. But if you it's on Disney's It's a Small World, right? It's just like it's strange. Look into it if you're interested.
No, I'm not interested in that type of shit. Thanks.
To see what's going on out there. It's a sick world. Some sick people.
You have anything? What's going on in your life?
Oh, hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be working, getting back to teaching. But it's called Down for Dance, and it's kids with Down syndrome.
Aww.
Why is that funny?
Matt.
No, what's funny is, what was funny is like right when you said Down for Dance, and I'm like, in my head I go, kids for Down syndrome, in my brain, as like a dark joke. And then you go, it's for Down syndrome. that's awesome,
Matthew. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll let you know how that goes.
That's really cute. Is it for free or are you getting?
No, it's volunteer. It's free.
How many hours?
I don't know yet. Probably just one class a week.
Oh, thank God. You know, this is too long.
But they have performances throughout the year.
You train them on?
Compete and put on shows. And they do.
Wait, that's Matt. Funny. That's funny. That is funny. Okay. No.
Is it something that you can say publicly where you're going to teach?
Somewhere in North Hollywood. They have different locations. They rent studio space at different studios around LA.
Oh, okay.
So they'll say, hey, we need you at the North Hollywood location. Hey, we need you in the Hollywood location. So
that's really cute, Mariah.
Wherever they need me.
When do you start that?
I want you guys to come to a show if I get to choreograph a hip hop piece.
Oh, absolutely. Them. Maybe you can even put Matt in one of the dances.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
they're going to love you though. You're really good with special needs kids.
Thank you.
Damn, I forgot my name.
She used to be obsessed with them when she was younger.
I did. I had like a fetish, my mom said.
Really?
For special needs children?
When I was a baby, she said when I saw anybody with special needs, I would run, beeline for them and just start hanging out and talking. Wow. My mom said that was my, so she always thought that I would work with people with special needs.
Aww.
So.
Hey, man, that's really cute. That's really cute.
At your public school, kids who were in like in our school, it was called applied academics. The kids who did have like mental disabilities or like physically like handicapped.
That shit was mixed in.
Oh, it was mixed in, full immersion.
Wait, they mixed it in?
Not like
some, but a lot of schools do that.
Depending on like the severity. But they would all be in the school at the same time. You remember Gerson? Gerson was the coolest dude.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you were talking about like a program. His name is Gerson.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why. Like me and this kid just like hit it off. Like, I would always see him. I think I helped him in like some sort of class, like a best buddies type thing. And like, we'd just been like friends throughout.
It was just like a hangout type class. You pretty much hang out with him.
Yeah. But he was in one of the motorized wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what he had, but he was nonverbal. And he would, we would always see each other like passing around, but he would roll around on his motorized wheelchair and like I'd see him, we'd be like, yo, Gerson, and he'd be like all excited. And then if he saw me before I saw him, he would run up on me with his wheelchair and he would ram the back of my feet, like run up the back of my legs. And he thought it was the funniest shit. Yo, that's would funny. Be so excited. Like he would hit me at least like once a week in the hall. But yo, Gerson was the man. I loved that kid.
And you did it back to him, right?
Hell yeah.
Walk up behind him. Slash his tires.
Gotcha, man. throw a stick in between them.
That's a good movie. Like two best friends, best buddies.
That's a good.
The Rook, or what was it?
That's a good, like, animated movie. Yeah. That's cute.
That what was that movie with Johnny Knoxville and he faked that he was mentally challenged?
Imagine that movie coming out today. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
But man, that was a great movie. Great movie.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Yeah,
I'm not, look, I'm not gonna lie. He did an amazing job. I think he really, like, I don't think he was trying to be like, I think when he did the role, I don't think he was like laughing at it. I think he took it really seriously.
Yeah,
he did an amazing
bringing
job.
Attention to the.
Did everybody in the movie have special needs though?
It was half and half. There were some actors that did have it. Like there was a actor who had actual Down syndrome who was like, right. "You scratched my CD in broad daylight." But the guy who was like, "When the fuck did we get ice cream?" That guy's an actor.
Oh
yeah, and then yeah.
Damn, the best lines were from people with actual special needs in the movie.
You picked up my CD
in. I think it was called Special Ed in elementary school, but I was also in it.
That's amazing, Mariah.
Go on.
I needed help.
And you were not the top of your class, I'm guessing?
It really was a different time. Nobody was diagnosed. There wasn't anxiety. There wasn't ADHD. It was just like, you are not as good.
Everybody else is like, there's something wrong with you.
No. She's just like, you need extra help.
Yeah, we did have two classes. There was, applied academics who were like kids who were more like, how did I say, like severely like mentally disabled. And then there was like another one who I think were kids who needed more like, who were learning at a different pace. But
yeah, that was me.
Reading and math help. I know what it's called and I can't think of it. But anyway.
Intensive. I was like everything but math I needed intensive in. I was very intensive in.
It was intense.
I needed a lot of help.
I'm just picturing Mariah thinking she was in Best Buddies, like she was helping them, but it was our like, yeah, there's a lot of them and they come to me.
Oh my God. One time I was throwing AP psychology. You should have seen me in that class. You should have seen
like
me
in a class that's out of your like element. Like
they were dissecting you. Bro,
I think I was the one they were learning about.
Yeah. That was the only reason they put you in that class. They had to pick somebody to like like dissect.
I couldn't believe it. Those AP classes were tough.
AP only did one. Psych, I loved. I got like a 4 or 5 on that. I had the best teacher. You. She was amazing.
That's awesome.
Oh, speaking of teachers, I sent that TikTok I sent you of the teacher. I can't believe teachers are able to record them like talking to students in the class and upload it on TikTok. The whole like just
no phones regardless.
Isn't that crazy? Crazy, right?
It is weird.
Them propping up the phone during a lesson. I understand you're trying to inspire other teachers, but that is
there's something about it that doesn't feel right. Because
just don't do it.
Because it's
they have to like put in permission slips and they go to the parents and ask for their like approval. Obviously don't show the kids, but I do think it's weird like filming yourself.
No,
as a teacher
the one I sent Mariah, a teacher was scolding the whole class.
Yelling at them?
No, scolding them. She was telling them that.
Pretty sure that's the same thing. But
scolding and yelling is I don't think that's
like
the
same.
Like
you're scolding somebody. You're telling them
off. Like
you said yelling.
Yeah, but like it's okay. So
yelling and scolding to me is like you can't do that. That's
it's more like
I guess like a very heated talk, like scolding. I do something wrong?
I want to make sure that the teacher was not yelling at the kids. Like she was scolding them about none of them turning in any of their work from the day before. Disciplining them. That's a better word. Disciplining them, and she was disciplining the students, and it was all. Like that's posted on weird. TikTok. Yeah. And I was like, that's really strange that you can like do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's everyone. There's like positive ones that I've seen, but that one was a pretty like I would be if that my kid was in that class and I saw that, I wouldn't be like very happy about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Did you see that one teacher that told all the kids like to put their phones away? Nobody could have their phone out. And she goes, "All right, guys, lock the door." And then she would have two students fight. In the middle of class,
somebody snuck
a video underneath the table and it's recording the teacher being like, "Keep it down. Nobody makes a word. You can't scream. You can't be loud.
She's like, lock the doors.
Be on the lookout." And is having kids duke it out in the middle of the classroom.
There's no way.
Insane.
There's no way. She knows what she did.
You have to see the video.
She looks like a student.
Yeah, that's a young teacher. How old are these kids?
Like maybe middle school.
Oh my God, this is in Mesquite, Texas. Good grief.
Yeah, it was a substitute teacher that came in and was having them fight.
She was a substitute.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Is that Mike Ducey? No, it's Steve Eager. It's
among her students. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Hayes.
And I'm Steve Eager. It's 9 o'clock video recorded inside the classroom at Kimbrough Middle School shows two fights between students. Police say 24-year-old Natalie Garcia encouraged both. She's now been fired from Mesquite ISD.
Nice going, Natalie.
Oh, man, but they didn't play the audio. L's. Look it up after, but like the audio of her like saying, "Keep it down, no phones out." And then like telling them to like lock and watch the door. It's unbelievable.
Oh, what a sick girl.
How does that come about?
I don't know. Not a great hiring process for the substitute
it's
teachers.
Like
that's
School
for sure.
School of Rock, but Royal Rumble.
I just don't even understand how that conversation
the teacher
even
is the Rock.
I don't even understand how that conversation even gets started. Like,
all right, guys, we're not going to be taking a test today. Does anybody in here not like each other? Do we want to
look at her? It's like she's done. Like she does this all the time.
She thought she did something.
She thought she ate.
She thought she was getting through to the students. She thought she was having like a Freedom Riders like situation.
We're to do this in an unconventional way.
She was like, "Oh yeah, I handle things a little in the hard way in my classroom. Yeah, a little bit of tough love."
She thought she was doing something.
I'm not like other teachers. Yeah, we know.
That is wild. You know that the other kids walked out of the classroom like you would not believe what
I would.
She thought none of these kids were going to tell.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't believe my kid if my kid told me that. I'd be like, no, there's no way. I don't believe that.
That's insane.
I bet she's, a little bit off.
I thought I've seen it all in classrooms. I really thought I've seen it all. That's wild. Dude, these public schools these days, I don't even know if I want to put my kids in fucking schools.
I'm not.
It's insane.
You know, it's such a funny feeling. This is for my teachers out there.
Oh yeah, but your teachers are, you know, outside of her, outside of Natalie.
If you're not a teacher, keep scrolling. When a student calls you mom,
oh yeah,
it's hard to like not embarrass them and react because they get immediately embarrassed. But like, I kind of make a face. I'm like, you're doing something right. Like I used to get mommy, mom, and I just play it off like nothing happened. And like the older kids, older, like 7 and up, like they get so embarrassed because everyone makes fun of them for saying it. So I don't want to be like, what did you say? Like, I don't want to egg it on, but it is like a funny, funny feeling.
I think, what do you say back to like, make it not embarrassing for the kid?
They
ignore it.
Yeah. They say mom and then they ask a question. I just answer the question.
Oh, you see, I'd have been like, not everyone call me mom.
God, I had an English teacher, Miss Brown, and she would do a thing like if you were talking and you said, but she was being funny, but I hated the embarrassment. You'd be like talking like in front of the class or whatever, you say, but she'd be like, huh, you said, but, and the class would erupt in laughter, but it was like, you're the teacher here, and your face would go instantly red. And it's like, I just said, but like, you're the one who's making the damn joke and you're embarrassing me in front of the class. I hated
you,
that.
You know, these teachers, they're not funny in real life, but they get laughs from kids. So they save it for that. They save their shitty ass jokes for the classroom. Oh, come on.
You said, but, and she thought she was a comedian.
Can I use a bathroom?
I don't know. Can you?
Oh,
may I use the restroom?
Mm-mm.
Man, I'm moving tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw you packing today.
Yep, I'm all packed up. Gosh, I thought I was moving today. I had everything all ready to go, and then I was going to bed, and then I go, it's just strange that the moving company didn't reach out to me today. Because usually when you book a moving company, you get a call or a text just going, we good for tomorrow? Because I can't imagine what moving companies go into with some situations. Yeah. Like, some people like book movers and they just don't fucking pack.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm always thinking of the movers, like in my mind.
There has to be a rule, right? Like, there has to be a certain amount packed before movers come in. That's a thing, right?
Yeah, no, they can come in and go, you can buy a pack and move, but most of the time, like, you should pack your stuff in boxes to make the move.
I mean, I think that's just respectable. Yeah, I think that's just respect, right?
Oh yeah, because can you imagine just you're a mover and you show up to someone's house and it's just
everywhere.
Well, if you want to pay like big money, you can literally just leave it exactly how you have it and just be like, I need it.
But imagine the nightmare that's gonna unpacking. Be, like, they're just packing everything.
I need to know where my shit is.
The thing is, they probably do a better job packing up a house than a normal person would, because they're very meticulous in the way that they do what they do.
Mm-hmm. But imagine just having a crazy person who's just like, oh, don't touch that. That's actually like my mom's china. And then you're like, okay, well that's what
when,
do
that's
you
when,
want?
Well, that's right. When they would pack it themselves.
Right.
They
wouldn't even. But like, yeah, just, yeah. But anyway, so I thought like I had booked it. And because when I sent them the email, it was just like, okay, we're booked for the 31st. And I saw that and was like, great. But I didn't read the second line. It was like, it said we're fully booked. We're coming on the 1st. And I didn't realize that until like... Right when I was going.
You want to know the one positive thing about him moving out? The village. Gone.
Gone.
Gone. In my garage.
Never again.
Spotless. Spotless.
I don't even think I'm going to be doing a Halloween village this year. Because like the wedding, I think, because my wedding's in October. I don't even want to be thinking about that stuff. Like,
for sure.
It's just so nice. Like, when you do move, just getting rid of all your shit. It's crazy how much shit we just own. Mm-hmm. And then you realize you have all this stuff in a box that you didn't even touch for 1 or 2 years. Like, just then why do I own what's in that box, right?
Exactly.
So sometimes it's like, it's cleansing to move, and I'm really excited about
that. How much
that.
Shit do you get rid of? Like, the percentage of shit you get rid of when you move every time.
We're both pretty good at it, right? The stuff we get rid of. We get rid of things throughout the year, not just when we move.
Got it.
So like, it's like spring cleaning. Like we'll do spring cleaning, but every season.
Yeah, we'll just like clean out stuff that we're like, okay.
We call them yeses and nos.
It's like Marie Kondo. Does it spark joy? Yeah, does it not? And then if it doesn't,
like, immediate answer. Like no second guessing.
Like we'll like randomly do a drawer and just be like, shit in a drawer. Do we need it? No.
Toss that's good.
It. Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to that last moment of... just looking around.
I'm coming.
Yeah. Just taking that final just look around the spot. Yeah. It was just
your hands on the door.
Yeah. The thing was, yesterday I was like having like, I was like, this is my last shower. This is my last night in bed. And I realized so I had a whole extra day. And it's, but it is weird when you have like your final moments of your things. Yeah. I don't know what's strange about it.
It's your space.
You're like in the doorway, you press the doorbell.
Like, just to hear and it's one just more like
time. A little laugh.
Heath and I have a good moving hack.
What is that?
Which I'm sure people have done, but when we move our clothes, we keep everything on the hangers and we use the brooms. We hang everything on the brooms and we walk out together and just like set it up in the car, like in between the seats. So it's still hanging.
Oh,
that way when you go into your new spot, you just take the broom still, on either end.
And they're still in the hanger.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, okay. I do the movers have boxes that have like the little.
Those are good learned too. About that.
Yeah, I have two or three of them coming tomorrow. Yeah,
but the thing is that the boxes are only this wide, so you get everything, and then you have to toss everything in the bottom of the box.
That's not gonna work.
Yeah, it's horrible, horrible.
I don't know why though. I'm like having anxiety, not debilitating anxiety, but it's just a weird thing when someone just has to come and like move your shit. Yeah. There's something so embarrassing about it. Yeah. I guess where you're just like, oh, sorry, this is it. Yeah,
we're moving the whole time too because you
feel helpless.
Yes.
Like I know they're doing their job and this is like what they're used to, but you're just where else do you stand but like up their ass? Yeah. You know?
And you don't want to be like sitting in a corner because that's just rude.
Yeah, you feel like
you don't want to be on your phone. Like,
so you know what I'm gonna do next time? I'm just gonna go to all of them as a group. I'm gonna be like, where would you like me?
Yeah.
Throughout this problem. Would you like me to help you guys out or just leave you the fuck alone? And I think they would answer pretty honestly if I asked that.
I think just Zane in the back.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like I try to be definitely out of the way as much as possible, but I do like as soon as they ask a question, I'm just there to like, because I feel like they always have questions when they're like
always offer them shit. Drinks, food, something. Whatever.
I'm always so curious how people move like across the country. Do you have to pay for that driver, like for them to stay in a hotel room every night?
I've always wondered that.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, depending, like if you do like your own U-Haul or whatever it is, a lot of people going cross country will do like a pod.
Oh, which you buy one of those huge ship it up things. And then they just take that with a bunch of
you get like your own shipping container.
And people drive themselves, I think most of the time, because drivers are expensive.
Like pods, they move it themselves.
Yeah, my brother did like one of the driving U-Hauls.
Yeah.
And then you'll like tow your car behind it.
Is that expensive to like have a U-Haul and you like driving across the...
It depends on how many miles you're taking.
That's where they get
you. It's like a rental car, I guess. Like,
and then could you stuff your car with stuff and then ship your car over?
That's what we did.
When I moved here.
Oh.
We stuffed it to the brim.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not really supposed to, but.
Ooh, but that shit, hot, stanky. You open that car, because that's been just in the sun. Boy.
Yeah, bad. Yeah. Yo, I can't stand that U-Haul's like, it's $19.99 on the side of the truck, and then you go into it anticipating it to be that. But dude, it ends up being like $150 every time.
Yeah.
Like there's so many.
Yeah, they do. They get you with that price tag, and then they're giving you some trivia on the side.
Oh, wait. $19.99 for
every U-Haul truck, like when you drive by and look at it, it's like $19.99 on the
a
side.
A day. It's like $20
price.
A day.
He's talking price.
No, I know $19.99 a day, but it's not that a day.
No, it's so expensive. It always ends up being more.
You pay
like
for your
flying,
own gas, right?
It's like Flying Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be $20. However, you have to pay prices. For X, yeah. Y, and Z.
You pay for the mileage. You pay for everything.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't put the, it's like a rental car. If you don't fill the car up with gas, they charge you like $15 a gallon.
To always fill up the gas before you return it.
And then you still go to that damn gas station right near the airport and the prices are freaking high. Yeah, you're like, damn
it. They know what they're doing.
Oh. You mostly just want to fill it up just to get it to the point where like it looks full, mm-hmm. You know, like
maybe slouching at a different angle looks full.
Yeah.
Our local mayor in Plantation was arrested.
Yep.
The mayor, the current mayor was arrested.
The city where we're from.
Doing what?
Some sort of
fraud.
Some fraud where apparently it was like approving some sort of like building codes or something like that.
Oh yeah.
But it was a couple different charges that she got.
Ooh,
one of them was a felony.
I meant white collar crime. I wasn't trying to like, sorry, I didn't finish. I just said white. And then I was about to go like white collar crime.
She was white.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even better.
White. what's her name? I think it was like Lynn something.
Her daughter's a fan. She's like
Lynn Stone.
Oh, she's an ex-plantation mayor. She's not.
Oh,
is she ex-plantation mayor
now?
As of today,
she was arrested accusing Accused of urging employee to favor developer. Okay, so like some insider trading shit.
And I was saying, is this like, what was she developing? Was she developing like a shelter home? Like you got to do some bad to do some good. You know what I mean? Or was it some shady shit?
Right.
Was she building another government building?
Tempted to coerce, trick, persuade, or otherwise influence Ezzedine to do her a favor.
Mm. You see, Elizabeth Holmes is now starting her prison sentence.
Now she is?
Yeah.
I thought like she was in prison already.
No, she's, I don't know if she's like been in custody, but like, where was she the whole serving time? Her, well, she was like on trial and all that stuff.
I know, but where did she
went and trial? Got married and then I think like had a baby. Like
the whole, throughout this,
the time where she was like charged, Elizabeth Holmes was the founder of Theranos, which was a huge tech biotech company that she basically was telling the world and raised tons of money. She became at one point Forbes, the wealthiest self-made billionaire woman ever, but the product wasn't real. She basically said all she wanted was that a prick of blood you'd be able to do like at a CVS and would tell you everything that was wrong with you. It was basically just what they say, a pipe dream of
just, it was just a lie.
And yeah, she raised all this money and then they found out that it was fraud and they made a huge HBO documentary about it. She's a creepy, weird, interesting woman. And she, yeah, she's going to be serving 11 and a quarter years of prison time.
And she and Balwani were charged $452. They have to pay $452 million to the victims.
So if you can't post your own like bond, bail, whatever, does that time that you do while you're dealing with all this in jail, does that count towards your sentence?
I don't know.
Well, a lot of people don't have the money to get bailed out or anybody that.
That's
can
like
help
when you're
them.
In jail, but when you have to go to prison.
No, I know, but like you have to wait for your court case.
I don't know.
But if
I think she was a for like a white collar crime like that, she's not, she committed a violent crime. I think it all depends on.
Right. But some people don't have the money to be bailed out. So you're in holding.
Yeah.
Until then. So it could like, it could be up to a year. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You think they just put her in like a jail though?
I'm just saying in general, not specifically her. Like, does that time that you do go towards your sentence if you end up getting?
Oh, I don't know. That good question though.
It all depends. I wonder if she'll fully serve the 11 years. But that's crazy, man. Well, I mean, it all makes kind of sense, but I think it's just wild. Like you go and have a baby and then you're like, see ya in 11 years. Like,
you think you could survive in prison?
No.
A white collar crime prison?
Oh, they would tear my ass up. Look at me.
I don't think she's going to be going to like, what would you say?
Camera just goes slow.
Tear my ass up. Tear my ass up.
Tear that big booty up. Draw that soap.
You think you're going to do it?
No. Oh my God, I'd die. I would actually die. Because if you're weak, like they see when you're weak in prison, that's when they.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be weak. What, you think I'm going to try to claim my territory in prison? Absolutely not. No, I'll be hiding in the corner until somebody fucking kills me.
Would you come visit me if I was in jail?
What would we be in jail for?
I don't know.
I know you'd be in jail for.
I'd still visit.
Tax evasion.
I'd still visit you. I would.
Just if Matt were to commit a crime where he'd have to go to prison, what crime would that be?
We have a jail podcast with Zayd. We tap in with you. Tax evasion.
If Matt had to go to prison for a crime that he committed, what crime would have that been?
Probably because I knew something and I didn't tell people.
Do you go to prison for that?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like if you know about like a crime, like a murder and you don't say anything, you're an accomplice. No.
Even though, yeah, Matt the Rat goes to jail because he didn't tell people.
The thing is that you would rat though. You wouldn't keep that to yourself.
Mm.
You think you would? I don't think you'd keep something like that to yourself. You'd be like really scared to.
I'm trying to think about
one. If the moment came that you could speak up, you would.
I feel like I would like I accidentally stole something. I didn't realize that it was like worth something.
I'd see you going to jail for like insider trading.
Insider trading?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
For sure.
Like maybe. You get tipped off about something. You're like, all right.
And then buy the stock.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that is true.
I already see the face he's making like when he finds out.
I was about to buy some like property and I was like really excited about it. And then like my brother like looked into the people who like were selling me the property and they all had like insider trading. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was so close. I was like, for sure, I'm about to buy this huge plot of land.
But what was wrong? Like they were just arrested for insider trading?
Yeah. Like the guy who like owned the land company, the guy who, the kid who I was talking to, who was like my age.
Is that bad that?
And he like comes from it? Like a wealthy family and like. Alabama or whatever. And then he was like pitching me on like why I should buy this land. And I'm like, seems like a good investment. I had already heard about some friends who did it, but it wasn't just the people I was about to be interacting with and like giving my money were people that had like served time for like insider trading.
How do you get arrested for insider trading if they don't have any evidence like through text?
They can, they will emails. Search through all of your shit and they can't find it. They can't find it.
Like what if somebody in person tells me like, hey, you should get this stock. What?
Usually with insider trading, it happens with like a group of people. It's not just like one person. It's a whole, when they realize that all of these like 10, 12 individuals all benefited from this stock and they invested right at this time and they realize that they're friends and connected with this person.
It's like a family tree that they'll like basically.
Got it.
Yeah, like a group project.
And usually one of them rats out to get a lesser sentence and then like it all comes. Ooh,
there it is, baby. That's it. And that's when Matt comes in.
It takes one rat to bring them all down.
I don't know.
Okay, so the best way to inside trade is to tell one person, right? Sure. Because the more people you tell,
best way for bigger, insider trading is like, just to follow Nancy Pelosi's stocks. Yeah.
You just like point at like a list of different stocks. You're like,
yeah.
like a baseball catcher. Oh, it's actually the pitcher.
At a baseball game though. Like if just so.
Baseball's actually notorious for cheating. And they're actually saying like.
Oh, with the sticky stuff?
The sticky stuff. There's all these like signals and stuff.
I just feel like the pitcher should be like, I'm telling you what I'm going to throw.
Well,
but how he's.
It's them agreeing.
The batter seeing the pitcher though. He'll see what he's about to do.
The catcher isn't making the decision. He just says one, two, three, whatever the signals are.
Because he's going,
like,
no.
The pitcher knows what he's going to throw. Mm. He's just waiting for him to guess it correctly.
Oh, really? That's how they do?
Yeah, because they do, yeah, mm. no, yeah. Because also each batter is different. So if they play a team multiple times, they know the batter and how they swing.
You see, I'd be silly. I'd be like,
it's funny when you see like the third base coach doing different symbols and you're like, what the frig was that? Like, it's like.
My sign would be like this.
You can really do whatever you want. That's so funny. I bet the Savannah Bananas do something absurd.
Yeah. But like props to that pitcher. Cause I can't see the, look at that guy. I can't tell how many fingers it is.
That's a tough like fucking position.
I mean, it's all like white pants.
I remember when I played soccer when I was little, and there's times where they had me as the goalie. Scariest fucking position. Like having to be, because every time I'd miss it, obviously I would never get the ball ever. the only time I'd actually block it is if it hit my leg. Like I didn't.
It's like pitching and kickball. Get me out of there.
That's I always just feel bad for the goalie. I'm like, is the rest of the team nice to him when he goes to the locker room? He's like, sorry, guys. Missed a couple out there.
They're
like,
right behind me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what would be worse, like being a soccer goalie or a hockey goalie. Because hockey goalie, you can't see fucking shit. And they're like out there just like.
They look like Transformers.
Yeah. I always thought they had big people as goalies, but it's just their outfit.
Their outfit.
Yeah, it does look like they're like the chunky dude on the team. But it's just
because, and you know where I got that from? D2. Okay. Almighty Ducks.
Okay.
The Almighty. I'm fucking killing it today.
I don't get how they see that thin puck coming at them.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
And then knowing that you're at some point, you're going to miss it. You're going to have a lost tooth. Mm-hmm. Lost tooth.
Yo, it's crazy the shit they deal with, though. And then just bounce right back.
Yeah.
Just taking like a stick to the face, lose all of their front teeth, and then they still keep playing.
And you know it hurt. It hurts more because it's cold.
Yeah.
It hurts just a little bit more.
It's that extra sting.
Yeah.
Dude, can you believe the Panthers are going to the Cup? First time since like 97.
You're talking to me like I fucking know anything about hockey.
That's awesome. The Dallas Stars were so close. We were so close. It's the Las Vegas Knights.
Wow.
Are going. Dallas Stars, we were down to like game six.
Are we talking about hockey?
Yeah.
You both know this? I didn't know you watched.
Yeah, I follow the Dallas Stars.
You watched hockey?
If it gets down to like the final cup, that's when I start paying attention to it.
God, I feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Should I be following my like city's teams?
A little bit. It's fun to root for it. LA, it's so boring. When teams went out in LA, we're like, oh, cool. Another day.
Yeah.
There was like a statistic that was about the Panthers. I forget what it was, but it was basically like Tom Brady hadn't even thrown his first football pass like professionally since they've been to the Cup. Like it was just like a whole bunch of like statistics like to show like how long it's been since the Panthers have been in the Stanley Cup.
You said 97?
Yeah, 97, I believe. The Heat are down to it, right?
Did they beat the Celtics? Look at me.
Yeah.
Well, look at it. We're so one of our sports podcasts. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, watch out, Barstool.
God, I love my...
Oh, my God. That's my pediatric.
Look at it.
Wait, hey! Zane, that's your pediatric, Zane?
This is just...
Yeah. That used to be mine.
Oh, shit. That is Miami.
This is only winning the playoffs. We haven't even...
Oh, yeah. This is just the Eastern Conference champions.
Damn. Look at us go, baby. That's Florida right there. Let's go. Oh,
like, it is not that... Bro, how do you care?
Bro, just trash, dog. Ah. Trash.
It is so... there's something so wholesome about it, though. We are the trashiest people, though.
I know.
Like, sports bringing people together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You happy we won? Yeah, I'm happy we won.
Look at us singing at it. Let's go. Let's go.
All laws go out the window.
Yeah.
Even the cops.
It's so stupid.
Wait, and where are they? They're not even outside of the stadium. They're just in the middle of fucking
Palm Beach. Or
I love those news. Just broadcasting.
I think it's great that there's still like news. Like there's still news on TV, like in that form. I feel I'm surprised it's just not changed.
I just think it's still crazy that they send people out to like shitty situations. Like, go stand in front of this flash flood.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a hurricane about, like, a tornado about to hit.
Just send a drone.
There's a bank getting shot up. Get in there.
Yeah.
What?
That'd be a pretty exciting job, though. Imagine.
Yeah, but my favorite is them getting busted, trying to make it look worse than it is.
Oh, right. They'll, like, say the flood is severe, and then you'll just see somebody just going by on, like, a paddleboard.
Oh, we almost had, half a tragedy. Everybody's okay.
Half a tragedy?
But... Fiona, the black chicken, attacked by a hawk, but she kicked, Jordan kicked its ass.
Yeah?
Jordan heard the screams, jumped headfirst out his window.
Out the window.
What?
Jordan, I can picture you just like, get out of here. Get out of here.
Jordan actually told me that he replaced the chicken with himself, and then he got flown by the hawk.
But yeah, a hawk reached down, grabbed her, was on her back and dragging her until Jordan jumped out.
Fiona!
We almost lost another one. Fifi!
I can't.
Well, at that, if the hawk did kill her, would you hold yourselves like a cannibal at that point?
At that,
like,
they would be locked up, like, for
the chickens?
Yeah, they'd have to stay
in their cage. Yeah, we did lock them up for like a couple days. Now they can only go out if we're supervising them.
Okay.
Could you put out like a decoy hawk that like they know is fake, but like if a hawk came in, they'd be like.
They make chicken cages that they can just walk around in.
The ball?
Yeah, it's the ball. Yeah. I mean, it's like people, they put spikes on their chihuahua so they don't get picked up.
Is it
up. Like
a big ball?
It's like a hamster. It's that.
Oh, no.
But they're free. Until a leg goes
through that.
Yeah, that does, like, that does seem a little dangerous.
That just seems like, I don't sad.
I'd rather them trip over their own feet than get eaten alive.
It looks like they're about to go zorbing.
It's fusion friends.
The egg box is like cage free. Like you're walking around with a cage.
She's all right though.
Is she like traumatized?
She was at first because she was very attached to Jordan, right? Like Jordan was able to hold her, like she would just get into position where she would want to get picked up, which was so cute. Because when they're in like nasty moods, you feel like they don't really know that you're their owner and they don't really connect with you. But when a tragedy happens, I'll tell you what.
It really brings everybody together. Mm.
You know what I didn't know till recently? All the chicken that you eat is all female chickens.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah, because male is roosters, no?
Right, but it's still a chicken.
Yeah.
Like,
but don't they like
chicken wings? Like,
but I feel like that's how they control, like, all the beef we eat is like female cows, because like that's bulls. So yeah, they. Right? Like, most what? Cows are female.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, because the milk.
M-E-L-K.
So they use just the sperm of males just to create more females to, yeah.
So interesting. I just never thought. Myself.
I can't believe that like never went in my head. They have milk have cat or cows have fucking milk in their udders.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a bunch of females out there.
And that's why I was in intensive all my my entire school year life.
They don't teach you this shit though.
They don't. I didn't know that. I would have remembered that if I got taught that in school. I would have. And I'm sure in those fucking kindergarten books, Moo Moo the cow, I'm sure there were boy fucking cows.
Yes.
In those fucking books. I know that and I'll find it. They never, God, they suck. Not teachers. The system. The system.
I saw a moose in Colorado. Oh my gosh. They're such majestic creatures. They're huge.
Huge.
Huge. We were just walking on a trail. Look to the left. There was one just like sunbathing, hanging out.
A moose is as tall as this roof.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Yeah. With the antlers though, right? Or the body.
The head. Dude, look at how tall a moose is.
Yeah. That's like how tall a human is. That's how big they can get.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's like unbelievable.
Look at it compared to that car.
It's like a T-Rex.
I didn't realize how felty their antlers are, though. It's like felt. Soft. It's like, I thought it was like hard like a deer.
Oh, I thought it was like bone.
No, look, like if you can kind of see, it's like textured. No,
they're hard, but there's like a fur
like
to it.
Like a fabric almost. Yeah.
It's only a matter of time where it becomes some Met Gala piece on the fucking.
Mm-hmm. Did everybody have, I know we talked about this before. Did everybody have that singing fish plaque?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I had a dream about it.
No, really?
I haven't thought of that in 20 years.
Take me to the river.
Drop me in the water.
Wait, Mariah, I'm sorry. Let's get back to it. You just dreamt about that. Yeah, that's her brain. Just dreams.
Yeah. Do you think about like...
Yeah, I did.
I wonder if they like mod them out. Like you can do like Nicki Minaj songs and shit.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go get away.
We should get one, Jordan, and then hack it. What's it called?
You should put that on a hook with the whole.
Heath, do you remember that fishing game that was just like that virtual one? It, like you weren't fishing, but it would just start tugging, and you're like, and it had that meter, and you'd be like, "Oh, I caught it."
That was fun.
Just that.
It was that blue little fucking thing.
That was actually more fun than actually fishing.
Yeah.
Because you had a chance to catch something and it made you feel like you were catching something.
Probably looks so stupid doing that.
The big mouth billy bass. Now with Alexa support. Whoa.
Oh my gosh. We're doing it.
Oh, y'all gotta get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting that.
Yeah, we're getting that.
That's really
funny.
I have
the perfect place for it.
Anything else, guys?
I wanna learn electricity so bad.
Yeah.
Just people that can wire stuff.
You can. You've done it.
There's a positive and a negative current.
Like, to be able to like know how to do this. Like
if
I can,
you called your dad right now, he would talk you through it and you'd be able to do it.
With
I'm
my
gonna
dad.
Order one. You're gonna see that you
it's
can
just
do
like
it.
Stripping the cord and then figuring out where the audio speaker goes to on that.
You can do it.
And that's what's feeding it in because that's what's going out
also,
of the
but
Alexa.
Also there's like a lot more like to do with like the power, like the ohms.
Right. Yeah, you don't shit like Bolts. Overheating. But you got like the little meter detector things that will tell. I don't know.
Like
I mean,
car,
I don't
like
know, but
car.
It makes
so
sense.
Interesting.
I've been like on like Lego TikTok lately of people who can make like a whole clock out of Legos. Like it's just bananas what people can do with Legos. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of it.
I was trying to tell you guys during the Down syndrome story because
poor thing.
Well,
everybody.
Zane, he said.
well, when I was born,
I knew it.
They took me and tested me for Down syndrome, and my mom was crying, and like it was a horrible, horrible situation. And then the doctor yelled at the like attending nurses
scolded.
And assistant scolded them because they just didn't know that my dad was Asian. So they were testing me for Down syndrome just because I look Chinese.
Oh my god!
They were so unsure why I look like this coming out of my blonde, white,
so
green-eyed mother.
Oh like, my god!
She
that
said,
is a that is a lawsuit.
She said
baby.
There was a lot going on because they already took you for your intestines because like right when I was born I had to go under surgery. Like
because your appendix
immediately because of my appendix and my intestines.
Ooh,
and then. So I don't have them. They're like cut out. I have a big scar on my stomach.
You don't have your intestines?
I have a chunk of my intestines missing.
Oh, small or large?
I don't know which one.
That's why when he eats, he has to go poop immediately.
I do have to go faster.
Oh, really?
I do. Wow. I go to the bathroom faster.
Jordan's life, man. From being mistaken for Down syndrome when he's born to international terrorist.
Right.
He's done it all.
For people who don't know what you look like. His mother is blonde.
Green-eyed.
And green-eyed.
This is what I look like.
Do your profile.
Okay, this is what it looks
like. And then my mother looks like this.
Matt?
I've never seen a picture of your mother.
She would look the most insane, yeah. I guess.
Really?
Well, now that you have blonde hair.
Oh.
Wow, I got to see a picture of your mom.
Green eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
But you do have you and your mom are the same personality.
That's really funny. Jordan.
Jordan Ong, everybody. Single and looking.
All right, guys. Make sure to check out the best coffee in the world, Cremota.com. You can get our matcha kit. You can also get our K-cups, our bags, and a bunch of different flavors. We have whole bean and ground espresso that is absolutely bussin'. Cremota.com.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/DaneandHeath, where you can get bonus content. You get unwind episodes, which come right after every episode that we film. And we do live Q&As and a private Discord, and also private Discord. Every month for $5 a month.
Early access, all ad-free.
We also have a brand new episode with my assistant, Leah. We did a high episode with her, and that is up right now if you guys want to check that out.
It is juicy
as hell.
It sure is.
It sure is. So, yeah, make sure to check it out, patreon.com/DaneandHeath.
Did she tell the story on
the
it?
The story.
But no, there's another one that you don't even know yet.
Mm-hmm. I got to watch it?
Yeah, you got to watch it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump into the unwind. Mm-hmm. See you soon, patrons.
Peace out, A-Town now.
A-Town.